Welcome to the Somebody Died For You podcast. My name is Corey Peters. Several years ago, I believe that God, through His Holy Spirit, called me into intentionally impact darkness in my community with the love and light of Jesus Christ. This podcast will share stories of my encounters over the last several years as I attempt to step out of my comfort zone and follow God into high-need areas. I'm a husband, father, teacher, and coach who loves Jesus. I believe He wanted to challenge me with the high cost of His shed blood on the cross. What was I actually doing with it? At the end of this podcast, I will include a phone number if you'd like to call and leave a message, a prayer request, praise report, and or specifically a place in your community that you would like us and our listeners to lift up in prayer. We believe that God is just waiting to positively impact our communities with the same love that propelled Him to send Jesus over 2,000 years ago. And I believe this can be a launching pad for many of your neighborhoods. The story that I will share today is one that God used to build an audience for stories just like this. It happened on a date night with my wife in December of 2012. I was walking out of a local grocery store / gas station. I felt the Lord nudging me to pay for her gas of the lady next to me. She was in scrubs and she had an older Dodge Dakota. She was squeezing the handle over and over again. It appeared to me like she was trying to hit a particular number. I was really scared to say anything. I didn't know what she would say, didn't know how she'd feel. I walked around the pump and she looked at me and she said, "Do you know if I have to prepay at these pumps? I can't figure out how to work them." I said, "Do you mind if I just pay for your gas?" She looked up to me with a blank look and she said, "Huh?" I repeated myself. "Well, that would be a real blessing from God," she said. I said, "God has blessed me so I can be a blessing to others." She started tearing up. She said she worked at a nursing home 80 miles away. She drives back and forth every single day. She has a husband and kids. She had to hurry home in time to get to the store to receive money that her sister wired her. She needed the money to pay for the gas and get back to work tomorrow. She said she was just asking God how she was going to make it through the week. She was telling her boss if she wasn't able to make it in time to get the money from her sister that she'd probably just have to sleep in her truck at the nursing home. I asked her if I could pray for her. She broke down and started weeping. She said that she was just asking God if He ever even hears her and that He needs to do something right now. She looked up with tears in her eyes and she said, "And here you come." She said that she physically gets kicked and spit on every single day from the people that she works to serve. She said she's faithful to her husband and her family, but she really, really needed this. I was amazed at God that God set this up so perfect for me. On one hand, I was proud that I finally stepped out of my comfort zone. I miss it a lot to ask this woman if I could pay for her gas. But on the other hand, I wondered just how many of these encounters He set up for me and I've just missed. Little did I know that He was using this encounter as a springboard to propel me to impact people in high-need areas every week in Waterloo, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and yearly in South Chicago, and couple times a year we go to Rosebud Indian Reservation in South Dakota. Every podcast I'll share a story or two. The next podcast I'll share how God kind of got me started in all this. There's probably about 3 or 4 big encounters that He used to get me off my chair and out into the community. And boy, am I glad He did. God has set up many wonderful situations for me that I flat out didn't have the courage to follow through with. It's my hope and prayer that God will use my stories to let you know that it's His desire to use you to impact the lost and broken in your area. And when you impact them, boy, they'd impact you. If God can use a guy like me, just think what He can do with you. If you haven't started a relationship with Jesus Christ or have been real distant, I encourage you to get started right now or just listen to these podcasts and see what He does in your heart. He's waiting for you to open your heart up to Him. It's the very best decision I've ever made. Message me if you don't have questions, or if you have questions or don't quite know how to do this. But once again, please call our phone number The phone number is 319-435-1758. It'll just go directly to a recording of me giving you instructions on what to do. I would really like this to be kind of a network of people just calling in and praying for each other. And so if you hear a prayer request that you feel God tugging at you, that you'd like to share an experience you had in the same area, or you would like to pray for the person by leaving a message, we'd love to put that on too. But specifically, we'd love to go after just difficult areas in our community with the love of Jesus Christ. Thank you. We'll see you next time on Somebody Died for You podcast.